We all know Kit Kat bars taste delicious, but what about how they sound? It's not just a catchy jingle. It's the satisfying crack of breaking off a piece of Kit Kat, followed by a crisp crunch. Oh, we forgot one other sound that accompanies Kit Kat bars, too. It's... or maybe it's more like... altogether, Kit Kat bars are music to our ears and yummy flavors to our mouths. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to the channel. I am very excited to introduce to you my guest for today. She is a 3-time women's champion, one half of the current women's tag team champions, the cover girl of 2K24. Ladies and gents, the EST, Bianca Belair. Bianca, it's always so good to see you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing so good. Hey, I gotta tell you, like, I have been so happy for you. Just everything that you've been doing. I feel like it's been nonstop. Every time we talk, we're celebrating something new.
It's very, very true. I mean, it's always a good thing. But thank you so much. It's been an amazing journey. Just when I feel like things can't get better, they just keep getting better and better. And you know, I'm in a tag team right now, and we're champions right now. And you know, hoping to elevate this division, and it feels very fresh and new, and I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and start there. You mentioned being women's tag team champions. It's definitely something new for you because the primary of your career in WWE has been as a single star. How different has it been to now have a partner with you?
It's very different for me. You know, like you said, majority of my career, almost all of my career, it's been singles. I've been going after the women's title, and I've been in the title picture at WrestleMania almost every year, and it was great. You know, I got a lot of amazing opportunities. I got to main event WrestleMania. I've gotten to hold almost every one of the titles. I held the Raw women's title the longest, and it was fun and it was great. And I got to make a lot of history and step in the ring with a lot of amazing women. But after, you know, like 4 years of just going nonstop in the title picture, it can get just overwhelming a little bit and because when you're in not just being in the title picture, but being champion for most of those years inside and outside of the ring, it's a lot. And, you know, filming a reality series on top of that, I was starting to feel a little like overwhelmed and burnt out a little bit. So to be able to be a part of this tag team, it's very fresh, refreshing for me. I remember this year at WrestleMania, I'm always nervous, but I didn't have as much anxiety. I actually felt like I could like breathe and take a deep breath, and I could just soak everything in. And, you know, now being in this tag team with Jade, it's a different role for me. But I feel like it's just continuing to make me a better superstar, a better wrestler. And I'm enjoying the process. My goal this year was to have fun, and we're tag team champions and we get to bounce ideas off of each other, and it's new and it's just refreshing. It's fun.
Yeah, hearing you say that, like, I'm not surprised at all because, of course, you're Miss WrestleMania. You've set the bar for a lot of your matches, especially when it comes to WrestleMania. So hearing you feel a little bit of less pressure, it is nice. It's definitely nice. Get to soak in the moment. Bianca, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe in the press conference you said that you had done all of the gear for you, Jade, and Naomi as well for that WrestleMania, right?
No.
Okay, I misunderstood that. I was about to say, I was like, did you do all of that? Because I know you do all of the gear.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know what? I would love to be able to do that. I would feel so accomplished if I could do that. But everybody knows I'm making my gear until the last minute. I'm on the airplane making my gear. I'm in the hotel room. I'm backstage. So I don't need my tag team partners upset with me because I didn't gear.
Okay, I was wondering, I was like, I gotta ask her about this because I was like, I might have misunderstood. And I just started thinking, like, that's already crazy that she does her own gear. So to add that on top, that would just be too much. But going back to your partnership with Jade, how different, how similar are you guys, you know, behind the scenes? Because I know that tag team partners, you know, you have to, you know, you really form this bond with each other when you're traveling and you rely on each other so much.
Yeah, you know, the thing about a tag team is that you want to get along so that you can get along in the ring. You know, I think that our tag team represents so much. It's so empowering. We represent strong, bold, unapologetic women. And I think that we are similar, but we're very different in a lot of different ways. And I'm looking forward to continuing this tag team title reign to show the differences between us, to show how we can both bring different things to the table. And that just makes our tag team even more better and more diverse in when it comes amongst tag teams. But, you know, we are two people who are very hands-on. We are very detail-oriented. So when it comes to things like gear, everyone knows me. I want to do everything by myself, and I don't want anybody to say that they can do it better than me. And I want to come up with everything all by myself. But it's been really cool to have someone that's just as intense about their designs, and we can bounce ideas off of each other. Sometimes, like, she'll bring something to the table and I'm like, yeah, let's go with that theme. And sometimes I'll bring something to the table and we're like, okay, we're going to go with that theme. And, you know, we can bounce just different ideas off of each other. So it's been fun, and I'm just looking forward to showing more of that in the future, inside and outside the ring.
Yes, and like, how do you feel about, like, it's brought in like so much additional attention to both you and Jade, just to see you guys working with each other, to see Jade progress in the ring? What has that dynamic been like?
You know, it's different for me, because like I said, I've been in the singles picture for so long. And you know, when you're doing something by yourself and you're having great matches, or you're showing up in great gear, you're having great moments, it's really cool. But when you can have two people doing it at the same time, it makes the impact even bigger. You know, I always said that when I was in my singles run, I felt like, especially, you know, I felt like I was here making amazing history, especially like as a Black woman. But for a minute, I was like, okay, this is a lot of pressure. So, you know, when Jade showed up and Naomi came back, I'm like, this is what we need. We need diverse representation, because representation is so important. But when you have multiple, it makes a bigger impact. So that's just the way that I've been looking at it. That's the way that I see it. And I feel like the impact that we're having right now, it's reaching more and more eyes, not just inside the WWE universe, but outside the WWE universe. And that's how we bring more eyes to the product. And that's how we allow wrestling and WWE to evolve. I'm so excited about Jade coming in, and I'm excited about even the NXT girls that are going to come up and come in and, you know, coming out, even the ones at Tiffany, they're coming after me saying, I'm going to take the EST away from you. I'm like, well, listen, this is how we make the division evolve. Let's keep doing this. Records are meant to be broken. People are meant to come in and take spots. So not saying anybody's going to take my spot, but no, all the evolves.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, because then you just mentioned it with all of the NXT girls. I mean, that division is cooking right now. You got the also surprise of Jordynne Grace, and you're going to have this big match with Roxanne Perez. When you're seeing this, Bianca, what are your thoughts about the division that's coming up there, and then also this incorporation that we're seeing with TNA talent in WWE?
I just think that the division is evolving, and it's growing, and it's exciting. I think about the time that I was at NXT when we were the Black and Gold brand, and we were being considered as a third brand and not as developmental. And I see that group that I was with in NXT, the splash, the impact that we made when we got on the main roster. And I'm seeing another generation evolving in NXT. And I know that in the next couple of years, they're going to be making a big splash and impact on the main roster as well. So I'm excited for them. With the NIL talent that's coming in, the women are so athletic. I remember when I first got into NXT, I was maybe the only girl that could climb to the top rope and hit 450s and shoot star presses. And now these girls are coming in and all of them are doing it. So it's really cool. We're showing that we're not just wrestlers, we're athletes. And those girls are doing it down there. I'm super excited for them this coming week in Vegas.
Yeah, it's gonna be really fun to see that. It's like, yeah, you're gonna get new toys to play with, you know, on the main roster and whatnot. Now, I do want to ask you, Bianca, because we're talking about some of the girls that are upcoming and, you know, just changes with what you're doing and all of that. There was, you know, some big news regarding Becky Lynch recently, and I did want to ask you about that because she had posted on her social media to be continued and a photo of her walking out that has left a lot of people to assume that she is taking some time off. I want to get your thoughts on that because Becky Lynch is such a big part of the division and you guys have so much history with one another.
Yeah, you know, I'm just super supportive of Becky, of whatever space she's in right now, what she wants to do. Everyone knows how pivotal Becky was for my career, but not just inside the ring, outside the ring. She's someone that I've always been able to go to and lean on just for advice and just, you know, as a friend. I would say that I would call Becky my friend. She's someone who has stood up for me. She's someone who has led me, who has taught me. We see everything that Becky has done for this division and for the women's division, being one of the four horsewomen, being one of the women that has main event at WrestleMania. If you read her book, you saw that her goal was to turn this women's division into, and I think that she was a huge part of that. And she's just so inspiring, and how much she's done with her title as NXT champion, and how what she did for those women down there, what she's done, you know, with Liv Morgan in the ring, what she's done just in general. She's not a legend in the making, she's a legend. And I love when Becky is here in WWE. And, you know, I'm just super excited for her for whatever she wants to do right now. But I think that she's the GOAT. I think that she's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day for sure. But I don't see that, you know, that time coming anytime soon. Yeah. But no, I'm just super excited for her with where she's at right now.
I love hearing that. And yeah, her book was great. I just love hearing like the impact that she had, not just on camera and for the fans, but also behind the scenes for the women, because that's like super important. Now, I do want to go ahead because we have a few more minutes left. So my last question for you is, what brought us here today is that 2K24, which you are part of the cover with Rhea Ripley. We all know your background in creating clothes and fashion and all of that. And now there's going to be a fashion competition. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, dang, these are some great prizes. Tell the people what's going on with that.
Yes, so WWE 2K24, they are having a contest. It is to create a gear of mine. So you can use a 2K24 creation suite. You can customize and design a gear for me. It's going on between June 3rd to June 12th. And I'll go in there and I will pick my favorite gear, which I know is going to be very, very hard because I see all the gears that fans make for me. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm very indecisive. But I'm going to pick my favorite gear, and I'm actually going to make that gear myself with my own hands. We're going to sew it on the sewing machine, and you're going to get to see your gear and your design on me at a WWE live event. But along with that, you also get to win a trip to SummerSlam, a meet and greet with me, so I get to meet you, and you get to win a custom Xbox with me on it. I'm so excited about it. It's a really cool contest. It's a way to get to, you know, integrate with the fans and collaborate with the fans. I've been seeing a lot of the designs and I'm like, okay, I see a lot of sparkle. I see a lot of sequins. I see some stuff that, you know, designs that I've worn before. I see designs that are a little bit different. I'm super excited about it. I've actually made gear before that a fan has designed. So it's really cool now that we get to partner with WWE 2K24 and that they're doing this contest. It just fits and it's perfect and it makes so much sense. And the prizes are amazing.
Yeah, I looked at that and I was like, wow, you get this, and I'm like, that's incredible. I was like, I would have been happy just like with seeing my design get picked. That's incredible. But Bianca, I guess for the people listening, you know, any tips for what kind of gear they should sort of design? Anything you're looking for?
I don't know what I'm looking for. So that's the exciting part. You know, a lot of the gear that I've even made myself, I don't know what I'm doing. I just put some fabric down and I cut some pieces up and we see what it turns into. So I don't want to put anybody in a box of what I'm looking for, because I don't even know what I'm looking for. But you guys are so talented. Just go out there, show your talent, try new things. You never know what might catch my eye. But I think You know, you can look at all of my past years. You get inspiration if you want, but just know I like doing unique things. So I like bringing fashion to the table. So I just want everybody to just, you know, not have any boundaries put on them or put them in a box. I just want them to give me their best design. And it's going to be cool. It's going to be fun. And I can't wait to see all of them at the end of June 12th.
Oh, that is so exciting. Well, Bianca, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. As always, I can't wait to see which design you end up picking. And I'm going to post all of the links for the information in the description box below. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we'll catch you guys on the next one. Bye, everyone.
We all know Kit Kat bars taste delicious, but what about how they sound? It's not just a catchy jingle. It's the satisfying crack of breaking off a piece of Kit Kat, followed by a crisp crunch. Oh, we forgot one other sound that accompanies Kit Kat bars, too. It's, or maybe it's more like, altogether, Kit Kat bars are music to our ears and yummy flavors to our mouths. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean Lafitte.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my
Glad stretch. Feeling fine, so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.